Welcome to our service today, wherever you are and whoever you are all most welcome. The Church throughout the world is celebrating All Saints Day today, and we are going to do that as well. No Christian is solitary. Through baptism, we become members of one another in Christ, members of a company of saints whose mutual belonging transcends death. And so we join together in that famous All Saints Day hymn, For All the Saints. One of the wonderful things about saints, all saints, is that none of them were perfect. All of them had and have flaws, just like we do. And so now we come before God to make our confession to Him. We say together, Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy upon us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today. God of holiness, your glory is proclaimed in every age as we rejoice in the faith of your saints. Inspire us to follow their example with boldness and joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Revelation chapter 7. Then I looked, and there was a great number of people. There were so many people that no one could count them. They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language of the earth. They were all standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They wore white robes and had palm branches in their hands. They were shouting in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." The elders and the four living things were there. All the angels were standing around them and the throne. The angels bowed down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God. They were saying, "Amen, praise, glory, wisdom, thanks, honour, power and strength belong to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these people in white robes? Where do they come from?" I answered, "You know who they are, sir." And the elder said, "These are the people who have come out of the great suffering. They have washed their robes with the blood of the Lamb. Now they are clean and white, and they are before the throne of God. They worship God day and night in his temple, and the one who sits on the throne will protect them. Those people will never be hungry again. They will never be thirsty again. The sun will not hurt them, and no heat will burn them. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of water that give life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
Way back in the day, Pope Gregory III decided that the church ought to have one day in the year where we remember all the saints. And that day is today. We remember those who, as the hymn says, from their labours rest, those known for confessing their faith. We sing, "Who thee by faith, before the world confessed thy name, O Jesus." I wonder which saints you think of. Maybe those who were around at the time of Jesus. St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Andrew, St. Matthew, St. Mary, St. Philip, St. John, and so on. And there are those who came later, like St. Francis of Assisi, St. George, St. David. And there are modern day saints, like Teresa of Calcutta, or Oscar Romero of San Salvador. All of these are recognised in a special way. They all have a capital S in front of saint, and they all have a day, a special day, in the church's lectionary, the church's year. The picture that was painted when Ollie read from Revelation is a multitude of saints gathered round the throne of heaven. Saints from every nation, every tribe, every people, every language. Now I'm sure that we're all hoping to be there too. Because those of us who trust and believe in the Lord Jesus, you know, we are the saints of today. And I have to tell you that although that presents, that picture, that reading presents a glorious picture of heaven, none of those saints were perfect. They were all human. They all had flaws. There were times when they let other people down. There were times when they let God down. They were only human. But they got up. They carried on. They wanted to do the right thing. They wanted to worship God and to share the good news of the gospel. I have to tell you too, that when we get to heaven, there are going to be people there who we didn't particularly get on with down here. There will be those, of course, from other church traditions. There'll be those who love traditional, conventional worship services. And there will be those who stand up and shout, "Hallelujah!" at every given opportunity. There'll be those who made a point of looking smart when they went to church, because that was important to them. And there will be those who didn't. There'll be those who volunteered regularly and supported their church, and those who didn't. Those who arrived early for services, and those who strolled in later. Those who liked the services and the sermons to be short, and those who could spend all day at church, a right hodgepodge of people, but all of them saints, and all of them there because of their love and trust in a Saviour, all welcomed because of God's wonderful love and grace.
A reading from Matthew, Chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Briefly, I want to tell you about someone who I think is a saint, someone who I don't expect you've ever heard of, and someone who is still alive today. This is a man called Hama. Hama lives in the West African country called Niger or Niger. In Niger, coronavirus has hit the country very hard. But this has been compounded by some very extensive flooding. In late August, the River Niger broke its banks. Water swept across the land, cutting off most of the capital, Niamey. Mud brick homes collapsed. 5,000 hectares of rice and wheat were destroyed. Livestock was washed away. And what did Hama do? Hama took in a family of seven from his church, and he sheltered another family when their home collapsed. And you can imagine that he and his family had very little to start with themselves. He's a man of faith, and his faith didn't waver. He plans to distribute rice, blankets, and sandals. He wants to launch trauma healing workshops. What he wants to do, he says, is heal people's heart wounds. Here's someone who's trying to live out the words of the Beatitudes that Doreen read from Matthew. This is a saint truly in action. Let us join together and declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Merciful Father, thank you for the tremendous sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints. May we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith, dedication, worship, and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for every Christian person who has helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all those who taught us the faith and for those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to ensure that others could hear of your love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember the saints in heaven. Thank you for releasing them from the burden of sin and death, and for keeping your promise to them. We especially remember those in our community who have passed away in the last year. Give comfort to all those who grieve over loved ones no longer with us on earth.
Give them the hope that only your word can offer us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the church that it will remain faithful to the apostles' teaching. We pray for all Christians, especially those suffering persecutions, that they may imitate the martyrs in bold witness to the gospel. Bring peace to those nations in conflict and where there is political instability. Protect those who are cold and hungry and give them hope. Move those with plenty to share with those who have little. Help all people to love their neighbours as themselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of life, we give thanks for the love you have shown to the world through your saints, and we celebrate our continuing communion with them whenever we worship. We look forward to being part of the crown around your throne in heaven. In the meantime, let us keep looking to Jesus. Help us to keep giving a clear witness to him, living the holy lives you have called us to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, we join together and pray the prayer that our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We join together now in singing our final hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. thank you for being with us today. It's been good to have you. And we look forward to having you join us again next week, either on our podcast or in person at one of our churches. And now we close with a prayer. May God, who kindled the fire of his love in the hearts of the saints, pour upon us the riches of his grace. May he give us joy in their fellowship and a share in their praises. May he strengthen us to follow them in ways of holiness and to come to the full radiance of glory. And may Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen.
We are all traveling in the footsteps of those that come before, and we'll all be reunited on that new and Sunday show. When the saints will march in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, and when the sun refuses to shine, when the sun refuses to shine, Lord, how I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, Lord, how I want to be there on that morning when the saints go marching.
When the trumpet sounds its call, when the trumpet sounds, oh, how I want to be in that number. When the trumpet sounds its call, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord,
Some say this world of trouble is the only world we'll ever see. But I'm waiting for that morning when the new world is revealed.
Oh, when the new world is revealed. Oh, when the new world is revealed.
marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I won't be in that number when the saints go marching in. Lord, I won't.
Lord, how I won't
be in that number,
be in that number
when the saints go marching.